Hey friend, I'm back. It's day 7. This is Carla Diaz, host of the Joyful Energetic Mama podcast, and we are in the home stretch of the 10 and 10 podcasting challenge. Like I said, this is day 7, so if you've been hanging out with me for the last 6 days, I thank you very much. Today's topic is going to be my perfect day. And before I get into my answer for my perfect day, I did want to mention that if you are a podcaster and you are thinking of, you need some inspiration on some episode ideas, I have been using Poddex, which is a great tool. There's 4 different boxes of the Poddex, and they're basically like really good conversation starters. So today's topic, my perfect day, is actually one of the cards from the episode Poddex. So if you're a podcaster and you want some fun inspiration for your next podcast episode, definitely check this out. In the meantime, thank you again for joining me for day number 7 of the 10 and 10 challenge, where we're doing things a little different for a few more days, where it's just me talking to you about a different topic every day without necessarily putting all the bells and whistles on a normal podcast episode. So today's topic, like I said, is my perfect day. I'm going to be honest, I was not looking forward to answering this question because, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just my personality, but I don't have like a go-to immediate perfect day. I can think of many variations of what would make a day feel perfect, but in the creative spirit, I did come up with a variation of my perfect day, and so I wanted to share it with you, and then I'd love to know what your thoughts on my perfect day was. Maybe you found it to be too idealistic, too boring, or just perfect, right? If you found it perfect, then you're my kind of person. Yeah, you know what? You're still my kind of person if you would take bits and pieces of it. Just don't totally trash my perfect day, okay? So my perfect day would start up, and I have to mention, this is not based on reality because I am a mom, I'm married, and but my perfect day doesn't deal with the nitty-gritty of family life, okay? So there is not any worry related to having to clean, do the laundry, or deal with noisy kids who sometimes tell me that they're bored. So that being said, my perfect day would be all about waking up to a sunny day and feeling fully rested because I got the perfect amount of sleep. There would be nothing laying heavy on my mind, and I would start the day still in bed with my gratitude practice, which is what I do most days. And after I've done my gratitude practice, I would have a very specific intention to start the day with, followed by, you know, getting up, getting yourself ready, and doing my skincare routine, which is very important to me because, yes, I am getting older and I want to be graceful and I want to defy my aging as best as I can. So I definitely would do my full skincare routine. Followed after by being able to journal. And with this journal, I would have no creative blocks, okay? The words would just flow from my brain to the paper, and it would inspire me and make me feel very creative. I'd eat a nutritious breakfast full of beautiful colors, and there would be vegetables included. So I would feel very full and satisfied from treating my body right with a very nutritious breakfast. And then I would go out into nature. I'd go for a hike. I'd find an imaginary stream, sit on an imaginary flat rock, and just breathe in the nice fresh air from, you know, going for a hike in a wooded area and just being at one with nature. Then I would come home, and my lunch would be ready because I meal prepped the day before, and it would be totally delicious, not something that I've eaten day in and day out. So I've accounted for appealing to my taste buds and not just appealing to simplicity and convenience. After I'd eat my delicious lunch, I would go to the farmer's market And I would pick my favorite vegetables and my favorite fruits that are in season. I'd come home and I would have time to learn something new. I'm an avid learner, so I have dozens of courses that I have not finished. So I would have at least a good 1 to 2 hours to work on a course and to actually implement what I'm learning. Now, this is where my kids miraculously come in because I've managed to spend the whole entire day without kids or just for myself, right? Again, this is a perfect day, not based in reality. We would play a board game together and we'd all have fun and we wouldn't have any difficulty deciding what to play because somehow we'd be all on board with wanting to play the same game. And then after having dinner, we would watch a fun movie together, again, which is another struggle because we have so many different personality types at home. Again, this is my perfect day, so that has magically factored out of the equation. And then after watching that fun movie, it would be time for them to go to sleep. They would not give me any trouble with sleeping, and I would read a book. Sip some green tea and enjoy the rest of my evening with my husband talking and laughing. That is what I thought of in terms of having my perfect day. It's really all about just being able to pursue my interests. Again, in real life, I am very happy just to have a perfect morning hour if I can. And then just roll with the day and whatever the responsibilities are. But when you're thinking about a perfect day, for me, it's really just about doing the things that bring you peace and that bring you love and make you feel whole. So now it's your turn. I'd love to hear about what your perfect day would be like. What would be one thing that you'd want to do? And again, if you want to share with me, you can go ahead. You have two options. You can leave a podcast review if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts. Give me a 5-star rating, of course. And then tell me what your perfect day would be like. If any of the things that I've mentioned resonate with you, or if I'm totally a different kind of animal, just let me know and tell me what your favorite day would be. And you can also reach out to me through Instagram. I like to hang out on two accounts. One is the Joyful Energetic Mama Podcast account, and the other one is Hey Carla Diaz. Leave me a direct message. Let me know what you thought of today's episode and share with me what would be one component of your perfect day. Okay, guys, so I had a lot of fun imagining with you, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 8. Bye.